T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
A great bar sports open line continues on. Team USA, Team Japan matched up in the WBC Championship. We go to Miami. I'm going to call him our WBC correspondent. I've been hosting this show for like 7-8 months. I don't think we've ever had a correspondent. So this is going to make Joe Roderick our first ever correspondent. He's our WBC correspondent joining us right now from Miami. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, if you want to talk with Tom or Steve or anybody and make me a correspondent for KMOX for any events, I'm more than willing to sit down at the table and talk about that.
Okay, we can. I have no power whatsoever on that, but I can at least give an affirming yes to that, and then we'll see where that goes. Should mention you are covering the WBC for Klabes Online, so folks should always check out the great content that's being pushed out on an everyday basis at Klabes Online. Yesterday's game, can you just, when that game finished, can you talk me through what the environment was like inside of that stadium?
So this might surprise you, but it was a celebration. It really, on both sides of it. I think that both sides, both fans, both teams were, and this has been described more and more as it goes on, as a World Cup, to where it's a friendly competition between the greats representing their countries, to where there aren't rivalries. There isn't fighting. You haven't seen fans in the stands fighting each other. This isn't a Yankees Red Sox type of rivalry. These are rivalries between fans that are passionate about their countries, players that are passionate about their countries and representing it. And after the game ended, Mexico, who gave up a 3-run lead, who then, you know, took another lead and then gave it up in the bottom of the ninth inning. You see that they stand out outside of the first base dugout. They wave to their fans and salute all of the fans that are there at the game. And then you walk outside. So here at Lone Depot Park, they have an area. Imagine if you had to go through security to get into Ballpark Village, like to get into that area, and you're just kind of hanging out or on Clark Street or whatever. They have that all around the stadium here. They've had live bands throughout this entire event, every night in between games, after games, and Japanese fans and Mexican fans just dancing together, celebrating together, just having a good time last night. Nobody upset with the other one about the way the game ended. It was a really, really cool thing to see.
It feels like, again, I know the WBC has been going on for a while, and maybe I'm just being the ultimate prisoner of the moment, but it feels like this year is the one where it's finally found its identity.
Yeah, and I don't really understand why it took this long. I've thought about that, and I've wondered what made it so special this year as opposed to other years. Is it because maybe the star power that we've seen openly talk about it this year, when you have a Trout and Ohtani? Maybe it's because there are multiple countries that have this star power. I don't know, but in years past, you had that too. I mean, you had Derek Jeter playing it. You had Ichiro playing it. You had all of the great players from the Dominican Republic playing in it. So I don't understand what it is about this year that's different. I think in years past, I mean, even the televised aspect of it is weird, because in years past, I believe like ESPN would hold it This year, all the games have been on FS1 for the most part. Like, tonight's game is not on Big Fox. It's on FS1. If this was a World Series, it would be on Fox. If this was the World Cup Finals, it would be on, I guess, Fox. I guess they had the rights to it last year. Like, that's, I don't understand why suddenly this has become the hype for it. But I love that it is. And earlier today in a press conference, Rob Manfred said that it's coming back for sure in 2026. So we know that 3 years now, any team like are you Team Mexico now, they were three outs away from winning it and being in this championship game. You don't think those players are going to go out and recruit and make sure they have the best team possible in 3 years? If America wins again tonight, they're going to want a three-peat, you know? Yeah. Japan, what does Japan have to do if they, you know, I think you are going to start seeing maybe some more recruitment. And I think maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just the players now that just love this and they see how much fun they're having. It's really hard to explain. It's hard to really put my finger on why this seems more important than it ever has before.
So this isn't totally a WBC topic, but you mentioned something when it comes to this being on FS1. And while, yes, the World Series goes on Fox, Fox has moved whichever championship series they have to FS1, where that used to be on Fox. We've seen games getting moved off of broadcast and to cable networks, and we've also seen the World Series ratings have been going consistently in a downward direction for a good number of years. And that's why we've had all these rules changes. Like, they're trying, at the end of the day, the reason they're doing rules changes is because they want to bounce back in TV ratings. And I'm really curious to see if it's going to work. If the game's going 2.5 hours turns into a lot more people paying attention to baseball, and therefore the numbers coming back up, maybe the next time around on TV negotiations, Fox says, you know what, we are going to put the NLCS back on Fox. Maybe they say, you know what, the World Baseball Classic is a little bit more appealing because we got more people watching baseball, and we're going to put it on Fox. I feel like the sport of baseball is very much at a crossroads right now, and that's not always a bad thing. Like, they're almost at a crossroads trying to come out of a negative area, and I just don't know what the result's going to be.
And plus, I mean, you look at some of the issues they might be having with regional sports this year, with the regional coverage this year. There are going to be some conversations that need to be had with how baseball is carried on TV. So, and maybe it's a case, you know, I have Hulu TV. That's how I watch stuff. So if I bring up Hulu, I don't know what channel things are on. It just tells me, hey, this is the game. This is, you know what, by other things you have watched, we think you would want to watch this game, and I click on it. I don't have to go find whatever number channel it is. So I know the way we view things is different, and maybe it's not that big of a deal. Or maybe, you know, Masked Singer or Farmer Wants a Wife or whatever's on Fox tonight is more important to them than this baseball game. I don't know what.
Hey, hold on. We do not want Masked Singer. Slander of Masked Singer is not allowed on a program hosted by Matt Pauly.
I apologize. I didn't know that was a buzzword for
that's,
you.
That's a big show in the Pauly household, all right?
So I just think the way that we watch things is so different these days that, I don't know. I mean, you know, in my case, if they were bumping Friday Night SmackDown to FS1 instead of Fox, I'd be upset about that. So, you know, I get it, okay? I understand where you're coming from.
Last year, there was a playoff game that went a bunch of innings, or there was a rain delay and it got started late. I don't remember the exact details. And Masked Singer got bumped. Hell hath no fury. Like Stephanie Pauly when she does not have her Masked Singer. Just throwing that. And I was right there next to her in case she's listening. I was right there next to her. All right, let's move on because I'm sure people really don't want to hear about Masked Singer. Top of the second, no score, Team USA, Team Japan.
The crowd just started screaming really loud about something. So something's about to happen if you're watching it on TV. I don't know what, though.
Okay, no, Matt Pajeski just asked if we could take the audio. We cannot, and home run. Turner just hit a home run. Looks like Team USA is up.
Turner just hit another home run.
Oh, my gosh. We played the I Am an American Hero song coming in. Like, I'm always careful in using that term when talking about sports, but from a sports hero standpoint, obviously, real American heroes are not playing sports. They're doing other things to defend our country. But my goodness, I mean, Trey Turner, this is an incredible run for him from that grand slam he hit and now this home run today in the championship game.
Yeah, it's what he's doing. I mean, last night, two nights ago, Mark DeRosa mentioned him, not wanting to mess with him in the lineup either and keeping him down in that nine spot. And so I was shocked today when I got here and got the lineup card and saw that he was batting six. So Mark DeRosa and, maybe he wants to do this. Maybe he wants to manage games in the future for a big league club. And he dialed the right number tonight.
Oh, he's got a plum gig. He should not leave that to go become a big league manager.
You wouldn't think so.
No. He's in good shape. All right. He is our WBC correspondent. He missed out on seeing Trey Turner's home run because he had to go find a place where he could actually hear us. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for your reports. And I'm sure we'll have you back on the program very, very soon. Safe travels back.
Absolutely, Matt. Thank you very much.
All right. There's Joe Roderick, Klabes Online, joining us. Klabes Online. Let's get that out correctly. And Team USA up 1-0 over Team Japan. We'll keep you updated as we go along. We'll wrap up hour one of the program. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauly on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.